State Representative from the 106th. That would be Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. And as we talked before we got on, get the weatherman to give us a couple of day break here.
Yeah, you know, I've looked at the forecast, and it looks like there's a shower mentioned in every day through the holiday weekend, but you know, those weather people, they can be wrong a lot of the time, and we're going to hope for that here.
You know, that's the job I want, because when they're wrong, they just blame it on the weather.
That's right. They go, hey, who would know? That's for sure. Well, let's tie that in a little bit with the weather, and we're heading into the weekend, and there's a lot of things going on. Now, have you ever done that bridge walk? Are you going to be doing the bridge walk?
Oh, yes. I will not be doing it this year, but yes, I've done that bridge walk well over 35 times. I've carried my kids across when they were younger, and one year I even did it twice, back when I was 19 years old and just feisty and lots of leg. But if you've never done it, I suggest you do it. It's truly a Michigan adventure, and it's really a neat thing. You know, it's about just over 5 miles by the time you do the start and the finish, but it's a great thing to do. Families do it. All age groups do it. I would suggest doing it.
I have never done it, and I may have to do it. I'll have to put it on my bucket list.
Put it on the bucket list.
There you go. And other things going on, the big arts and crafts show there in Harrisville.
Yeah, Harrisville actually getting things ready yesterday. You know, the grounds are all ready to go, and I'm sure the tents and all will be start setting up today, being Friday, and Saturday and Sunday they'll be in full swing. And then Sunday's the parade. So that's always a good thing, and we'll be participating in the parade with a lot of other folks, too. And Harrisville's just a nice northern Michigan town. You know, it's very clean, and it's welcoming. So that's a great thing to do. And, you know, your whole listening area, it's not that far to get to.
That's right. So take in any of the great events that are happening this weekend. But let's talk a little business now. It's been in the news, I think, just about every day this week. And that's, as we were saying before we went on, it's being called the wolf hunting bill, but it's a little bit more than that.
It certainly is. It's a lot more than that. And, Kevin, I've been down there now going on 4 years, and this is the most politics I've ever seen thrown on a bill. And, of course, the people that are anti-hunters are rallying behind this, and they're pushing their anti-hunting agenda, not even pertaining to the wolf issue at all. And then you have others that are using it for politics because it's a gubernatorial race this year. But, you know, we got to throw all that aside and go back to what we need to do here in Michigan and control our wildlife population so all get to enjoy it by sound science. It's not something that you want to go in there and eradicate a species. And here's some interesting things. Wolf population was determined to get up to 200 animals at the time when wolves were reintroduced to the UP. They're expanding well over 650 right now in three counties. That's not even going through the whole UP, so they're concentrating in three counties. Now, let's talk about something a little bit closer to home that it seems like the antis or the National Humane Society don't even talk about. What about the elk population?
Right.
You know, that was introduced, and that was put into sound science to control that, and there's 140 tags that are given out every year, some to the tribes, some out to the general public. Some nuisance animals are taken, and that's a beautiful, majestic animal, just like the wolf, but they don't rally behind that. And now we're talking about hunting wolves. Last year, there were 43 licenses given out. Only 22 animals were taken. It's been turned over to the Natural Resource Commission to determine how many animals need to be taken with sound science. So I was a great supporter of it, and it passed 63 to 43. Some people didn't vote, and it just sounds nice. Now, let's go back to what the bill really is. There's other things in this bill. We took $1 million and put it into controlling the Asian carp. So this bill was a whole package. It wasn't just wolf bill. Everybody keeps referring it to as a wolf bill. And on the other side, you hear people saying, well, we had over 600 signatures to put it on the ballot to ban wolf hunting. Well, that's not true. They had two petitions with 300,000 on it that were the same signatures, so they only had 300. But there were over 500,000 that said, yes, we want to control wolves. And as our great members, Democrat and Republican alike from the UP, they were up there saying, we need this. And they had their pictures and their stories of farmers losing calves. And one that really hit home, they had a video of a farmer shooting with a crop permit a doe. And he shot it about 110 yards away, got on his quad before he got to it. Four wolves came out and dragged the deer away.
Kidding. Wow.
Yeah. Now, there's never been a human interaction accident, and maybe that would never occur. But the point is, these animals aren't scared of humans.
Yeah.
And once they start getting used to a gunshot bringing in food, you know, that causes a problem. So they need to be controlled. They don't need to be eradicated. They need to be controlled.
All right. Very good. Well, on a similar topic there, hunting licenses available right now, and one of our first fall seasons about ready to get underway.
Yes. The small game is opening up here September 15th. And, you know, this is a good one with the license fee restructuring. It's I think it's $10 for the base license, which gets you into that. So if you want to get the youngsters out and introduce them to the wonderful things out in the woods and the sport of hunting, it's very inexpensive to do. $10 license, and out you go with the young people. And you have to buy that base license before you can get any other license this year. That's the biggest change. But, you know, get those licenses going. You know, get the doe permits in if you want to get those. Of course, landowner permits are pretty readily available. But it's getting up to be one of our best seasons in Michigan here when the fall rolls in. And we will allow the weatherman to have some frosty mornings, but no snow yet, right?
That's right. I'm with you 100% there. And now, you know, we talked about you guys doing something about the weather people. Can you do something about the gas prices, buddy?
You know, Kevin, that's a great one, too. And I as we were talking before we got on, when I left Lansing Thursday morning, I filled up at $3.33 a gallon, and I was kind of excited. And that's even sad to think that's a good deal. But by the time I got up to Standish and into the Tawases, it was $3.69. And it always amazes me, you know, the claim that it's not related to the holiday weekend.
Right.
But, boy, it certainly looks that way.
It certainly does, yeah. But I guess there's just not much we can do about it except grin and bear it. And you know what? Fill up and go take in all the beauty that is Northeast Michigan.
That's right. Keep coming up and looking around. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of comments on that light at 55 and 65, too, since we're talking about getting traffic flow and tourism to come by. So that light's working again. I think we talked about that last week.
We did, yeah. Well, Peter, if they want more information about anything we've talked about today, best way to reach you?
On my deck, Monday morning, enjoying coffee. But otherwise, it's 517-373-0833.
Very good. Well, Peter, you have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to talking to you maybe again next week.
You bet, Kevin. Have a great day.
All right. State Representative Peter Pataly.